and exceptional. Despite our differences, all humans are remarkably close relatives, and our family tree is pollarded and tortuous and not in the slightest bit like a tree, but we are the fruit thereof. Something in the order of 107 billion modern humans have existed, though this number depends on when exactly you start counting. All of them, of us, are close cousins, as our species has a single African origin. We don't quite have the language to describe what that really means. It doesn't, for example, mean a single couple, a hypothetical Adam and Eve. We think of families and pedigrees and genealogies and ancestry, and we try to think of the deep past in the same way. Who were my ancestors? You might have a simple, traditional family structure, or, like me, it could be handsomely untidy, its tendrils jumbled like old wires in a drawer. But no matter which, everyone's past becomes muddled sooner or later. We all have two parents, and they had two parents, and all of them had two parents, and so on. Keep going like this all the way back to the last time England was invaded, and you'll see that doubling each generation results in more people than have ever lived by many billions. The truth is that our pedigrees fold in on themselves, the branches loop back and become nets, and all of us who have ever lived have done so enmeshed in a web of ancestry. We only have to go back a few dozen centuries to see that most of the 7 billion of us alive today are descended from a tiny handful of people, the population of a village. History is the stuff that we have recorded. For thousands of years, we have painted, carved, written, and spoken the stories of our pasts and presents in attempts to understand who we are and how we came to be. By consensus, history begins with writing. Before that, we have prehistory, the stuff that happened before we wrote it down. For the sake of perspective, life has existed on Earth for about 3.9 billion years. The species Homo sapiens, of which you are a member, emerged a mere 200,000 years ago in the east of Africa. Writing began about 6,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, somewhere in what we now call the Middle East. For comparison, the book I am now reading is around 111,000 words, or 660,000 characters long, including spaces. If the length of time life has existed on Earth were represented as this book, each character, including spaces, is around 5,909 years. Anatomically, modern humans' tenure on Earth is equivalent to the precise length of this phrase. The time we've been recording history is an evolutionary wing flap equivalent to a single character, the width of a full stop. And how sparse that history is. Documents vanish, dissolve, decompose. They're washed away by the weather or consumed by insects and bacteria, or destroyed, hidden, obfuscated, or revised. That is before we address the subjectivity of the historical record. We can't agree definitively on what happened in the last decade. Newspapers record stories with biases firmly in place. Cameras record images curated by people and only see what passes through the lens, frequently without context. Humans themselves are terribly unreliable witnesses to objective reality. We fumble. The precise details of the events of the 11th of September 2001, when the World Trade Center towers were destroyed, may well remain obscure because of conflicting reports and the chaos of those horrors. Witness testimonies in courts are notoriously defective and are always subject to squint-eyed scrutiny. Flip back a few centuries, and there is no contemporary evidence even for the existence of Jesus Christ, arguably the most influential man in history. Most of our tales about his life were written in the decades after his death by people who never met him. Today, we would seriously question that if it were presented as historical evidence. Even the accounts that Christians rely on, the Gospels, are inconsistent and have been irreversibly mutated over time. This is not to disparage the study of history nor Christianity. It's merely a comment on how the past is foggy. Until recently, it was recorded primarily in religious texts, business transaction documents, and in the papers of royal lineages. In modern times, we have the opposite problem. Far too much information and almost no way to curate it. In every purchase you make online...